Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning, some Easter weekend plans have already been canceled because of the threat of rain.
Yeah, preemptive strikes. Rain is in the forecast, and that starts tonight.
Yeah, but will it last through Easter? Let's go to the man who knows, who's got an eye on the sky and on the radar. That's Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff. Danny.
Appreciate it, Heather. TGIF, happy Good Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Waking up the clouds out there right now, but there's a system moving in from the west. It's slowly going to be activating the dry line out into West Texas. That's the thunderstorm initiation line, and that'll happen late this afternoon through the evening hours. First wave will shoot northeast of us. Second wave tomorrow afternoon and evening. I'll keep an eye on for hail, wind, and an isolated tornado threat. And then again, Sunday morning, Easter morning, from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Those are your time frames as we work our way through the next 72 hours or so. Overnight storms in the Easter morning. We'll have some small hail, some damaging wind, and a brief spin-up tornado. And we should clear up by afternoon into Easter Sunday. So that's kind of a quick summary of what to expect here coming up over the next 3 days.
A warning from Collin County, where someone infected with measles spent some time last week.
It wasn't long, parts of 3 days from April 10th to the 12th. Collin County Healthcare Services says the infected individual was in Plano and is known to have visited three stores, a Dollar Tree near K Avenue and Park Boulevard, Ross Dress for Less near Central Expressway and Parker Road, and a couple of miles north of there, a Walmart near Central and Spring Creek Parkway. Now, the insidious thing about measles is the droplets that carry the virus can stay around in the air for hours. So if you were in those stores over that time period, check yourself for symptoms from now through Sunday the 20th. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Now, we've been covering the Wilmer Hutchins High School shooting since those first shots were fired on Tuesday. The wounded should be okay. The suspect is in jail. But the question now, how do you prevent school violence?
It's the second shooting in a year at Wilmer Hutchins High School, and school police chief Albert Martinez says the solution to reducing violence is more than just more officers on site.
The way we prevent school shootings is by having a student that can connect to at least one person, whether it's a teacher, a police officer, another student, so that they feel connected. And that's where the bottom line is for us, not just the law enforcement side.
For the record, more officers will be on campus for the rest of this school year. From the 24-Hour News Center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Meanwhile, a woman who lost her son in the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre is speaking out after the Wilmer Hutchins shooting.
Nicole Hockley co-founded Sandy Hook Promise, which is a nonprofit that works to prevent gun violence on children. Her son Dylan was among several young students who were killed in the Sandy Hook shooting, claiming a total of 26 lives. Even though no one was killed at Wilmer Hutchins, Hockley says security features don't prevent violence on their own. She is referencing the belief that the suspect at Wilmer Hutchins was let in the building. Hockley is calling on education for students and adults to recognize the warning signs and to report concerning behavior. From the 24-Hour News Center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
All right, let me see a show of hands. Anybody who is a member at Sam's Club? Sam's Club memberships. Anybody? A couple people raising their hands right now. If you are a member at Sam's Club, they're planning major changes, including a new store layout and the elimination of checkout lanes. What? The new layout will mimic a store that we have here in Texas. Shoppers will use the Sam's Club app for scan and go. You know, I have been a member of Sam's Club in the past. I'm currently a member of Costco.
Oh, man.
And when I joined Costco, my very first question was, do you have an app like Sam's Club does? Because that scan and go app at Sam's Club rocks. Because as you're putting things into your grocery cart, you just scan it with your phone. And it's just like buying something online, except you're walking out with it there. You don't have to stop at the checkout stands on the way out. You avoid those huge lines. Well, Costco doesn't have anything like that. So Sam's Club is going to make that the model moving forward for all their stores.
Yeah, they're working on it. You know, last time I was in Costco, they try to scan your stuff as you're getting in line, and then they just give you one barcode to check out.
Oh.
And so I think they're trying to move that direction. And yeah. Like you said, the Grapevine Sam's Club is where they are modeling and trying out that new way of paying. So I'm sure a lot of our listeners who go to that Sam's Club in Grapevine have already experienced such a thing.
Yeah, I love that part about Sam's Club. It makes it super duper easy. News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station in DFW for market and business updates.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. Things may be looking up for Goodwill, the Salvation Army, Facebook Marketplace, eBay, Poshmark, ThredUp, and others, thanks to President Trump's tariffs and tariff threats, because increases in tariffs on imported clothes give secondhand retailers here in the U.S. an edge, according to Dylan Carden, consumer analyst at William Blair.
Thrift is not up against the same issue, so they can hold their prices steady, and because of that, there would be a better value proposition, and because of that, you think there'd be higher demand.
Higher demand on top of already increasing interest in used clothing, especially among younger generations online.
Kind of gamification, if you will, of thrift. And the stigma is gone.
ThredUp says consumers are worried tariffs will make clothes more expensive, and almost 60% plan to seek more affordable options. Poshmark says tariffs make secondhand an increasingly cost-effective resource for U.S. consumers. And Capital One says consumers who shop secondhand can save more than $1,700 a year. Denise Pellegrini, Bloomberg Radio.
This portion of the news brought to you by Rhino Shield. Why just paint your home? Shield it.
Meanwhile, David Johnson talks about what happened in the stock market yesterday, as Wall Street, as we mentioned, is closed for today. Basically, yesterday was driven down, the Dow was, by one stock.
This is a great example of why, for example, the Dow Jones Industrials average is such a miserable average. So one could argue, and I think successfully, the Dow was up 300 points. Now, what you're going to see is the Dow was down 527 points, down 1.3%. The stock was down $130 a share. Now, you do the math. $1 move, you multiply by 6.59. So what that one stock did is it took 856 points away from the average. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
In other news, TCU announces plans to build new dorm rooms as part of a major new development.
The project will be called Morado on Berry. It's part of a partnership between Texas Christian University and the Endeavor Real Estate Group. It'll have 780 beds for students and 25,000 square feet of retail space. It's not the only project TCU has in the works. The school is adding four new housing facilities on the east side of campus with more than 2,400 beds. Both of those projects are expected to be finished in time for the start of the 2027-28 academic year. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Dreams of a bullet train connecting Dallas and Houston may be fading, but they're not completely out.
Earlier this week, the federal government pulled the plug on funding to Amtrak for high-speed rail in Texas. Executives with the Texas Central Rail Project were grilled by lawmakers about what this means going forward.
Do you still believe that the project is alive?
Of course.
The project's Andy Chent says the federal government's beef is with Amtrak, not them, and he says they plan to charge forward with private funding. But he did not release details on the project's struggle to obtain the land necessary to build that first rail line connecting Dallas and Houston. From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Michael Board, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This portion of the news for Blue Nail Roofing. The head of the EPA visits Midland to talk about the Trump administration's plans to boost American energy production. Midland is the center of the Permian Permian Basin, which produces more than 13 million barrels of crude oil per day. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin says the White House is focused on giving states like Texas more control over their environmental regulations.
The Biden EPA was rejecting state implementation plans all across the entire country. We believe in empowering states so that they are able to do more to protect the environment, not less.
He was joined by Texas Senator Ted Cruz, who says the White House is focused on, quote, unleashing American energy.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.